Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
If you do not believe that I am He, Jesus said, you will surely die in your sins. John chapter 8, verse 24. As we think about God's plan of salvation and the steps that each person must take, not only must one hear God's Word, Romans 10, verse 17, the Bible says to be saved, one must believe that Jesus is God's Son, the Savior of the world. As Philip and the Ethiopian nobleman are traveling down the road, they're studying the Scripture, and he's taught him about Jesus, and he makes this amazing request. He said, you've been teaching about Jesus. I've learned about God's plan of salvation. Here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? Do you remember the hindrance to him being baptized? Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. Acts 8, verses 35 through 38. He made that statement, I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. But notice the condition to this man that he had to meet before he could obey God in baptism was belief. My friends, it is essential that I believe Jesus is the only way to be saved. John 14, 6, Acts 4, verse 12. But to many, belief is a cheap view of the rest of God's plan of salvation. So many say that all you've got to do to be saved is believe. The Bible doesn't teach that. In fact, James 2, verse 24, the Bible says that the only time faith is used of faith alone, we learn that we're not justified by faith alone. And so is belief essential? Absolutely. But is belief all that is required? Of course not. Scripture makes it clear that there are other things one must do to be saved. And so we must believe Jesus to be God's Son, understand that He is the Savior of the world, understand that it's His blood that saves us, and acknowledge, put our faith in Him as Savior and Lord of our life. That is essential to salvation. But belief alone won't save a person. James 2:24, we see that a man is justified by works, not by faith only. We know, according to James 2, verse 19, that the demons believe and tremble, and yet the demons are not going to be saved. And so belief means that we trust God enough to obey Him. That's the kind of belief we're talking about. We hear God's Word, we believe, we repent, we confess, and we're baptized. That's what God says one must do to be saved. Do you have true belief? Or do you have a pseudo-belief?
And to God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.